In most White Houses, it's the job of ambassadors, State Department officials, and designated special envoys to negotiate peace deals. Today's New York Times indicates that diplomacy might be different in the Trump White House. The Times reports that President Trump's personal lawyer and a former Trump business associate met privately in New York City last month to negotiate a deal they hoped would lead to peace in Ukraine and the dropping of U.S. sanctions on Russia. The proposal comes amid growing scrutiny of Trump's pre-election contacts with Russia and Russian hacking of the U.S. election. Scott Shane is the New York Times reporter based in Washington who's covering the story, and he's a former Moscow correspondent. Scott, welcome to Here and Now.
Thanks for having me on, Eric.
First, before we get to the details of this back-channel plan, give us a little sketch of the main players who met in New York to talk over this Ukraine plan.
Well, the person who brought the plan to the United States, to Washington and New York, his name is Andrei Artemenko. And he's a member of the Ukrainian parliament in the opposition to the current president in Ukraine. He brought this plan to a former Trump business associate named Felix Sater, who's a Russian-American business person in New York for many years, and connected the Ukrainian Artemenko with Michael Cohen, who is President Trump's personal lawyer, not the White House counsel, but the lawyer who handles Trump's private affairs.
You report they met in New York. What's the end plan of this Ukraine proposal? How would they get to a peace deal?
This fellow, Andrei Artemenko, what he proposed was that Russia would withdraw all forces from eastern Ukraine, and there would be a vote of Ukrainians on a very long-term lease of Crimea to Russia, 50 years or maybe 100 years. And so I think he saw that as a possible way to sort of split the baby and satisfy both sides.
Do we know, Scott, if these players were asked to do this by someone in the Trump administration, or were they merely freelancing in a kind of foreign policy vacuum?
I think they were really freelancing. There's no evidence that they were asked to do this. But President Trump has repeatedly praised Russian President Vladimir Putin and expressed the desire for better relations between the U.S. and Russia. And the Ukraine conflict is the biggest obstacle to better relations. So in some ways, you know, it appears that these Trump associates were trying to help the president out by, you know, bringing to the White House a scheme that might, in principle, be a step towards settling this conflict, allowing President Trump to drop the sanctions on Russia and to, you know, develop these better relations that he's talked about.
Scott, as you report, there's nothing illegal about, you know, these unofficial efforts. But tell us why this freelance Ukraine peace deal might set off some alarms.
Well, I think there is a general concern and mystery in the sort of foreign policy and intelligence world in Washington about President Trump's, you know, oft-expressed admiration for President Putin of Russia. And, you know, of course, the intelligence agencies concluded that Putin had ordered the hacking of Democratic targets in the election, in part in an attempt to tip the election to Donald Trump over Hillary Clinton. You know, when a plan like this comes along that is certainly viewed by the Ukrainian government as very hostile to the Ukrainian government, to the current Ukrainian government, and favorable to Russia, you know, there are alarm bells certainly in Ukraine and, you know, I think in the sort of foreign policy establishment in Washington as well. I should add that along with this peace plan, Mr. Artemenko, the Ukrainian lawmaker, promised a detailed file of what Russians and Ukrainians call compromising material on alleged corruption of the current Ukrainian president, perhaps with the idea that the current president would be replaced by a new president more favorable to Russia, and that would allow this peace plan to go forward.
Scott, briefly, what response have you gotten to your story from the Trump administration and from the Kremlin?
Well, Mr. Cohen, after telling us that he had delivered the peace proposal to the White House told the Washington Post last night that, in fact, he hadn't, that he'd received the peace proposal, but had not passed it on. So I'm not sure, you know, he was quite clear in telling us that he had passed it on. So I'm not sure what to make of that. And the White House, I think, is actually looking into that at the moment. The Kremlin, meanwhile, has said they are unaware of this peace plan. The Kremlin also said the plan made no sense because how could Russia lease its own territory, referring to Crimea? So the standoff between Ukraine and Russia over this territorial dispute continues.
Scott Chain is a New York Times correspondent based in Washington. He reports today on a back-channel plan for Ukraine. Scott, thanks very much.
Thank you.